A mindful moment is a really simple, short practice that we can do anywhere, anytime. So as we're sitting here today, we take an upright and dignified posture, really being intentional about how we're sitting. If we were out and about in the world, we'd be intentional about how we are sitting there, or how we're standing, or even how we're walking. At home, we might be lying down. So just feeling the sensations of the body as they are, in this case, sitting. And letting this posture embody some intentionality around the practice, intentions to open, to approach, to abide with, whatever should arise just as it is, no more, no less, with an open heart, with a measure of kindness and even compassion. So we've set our posture, we've set some intentions, and we can just notice as we sit here, there are sounds happening. Sense of the body, a sense of the sounds coming and going in the background. And then coming in closer to ourselves by noticing the breathing, however it may be. You might possibly feel the breathing at the nostrils or at the throat, the chest or the belly, wherever it's easy and accessible. And so in a mindful moment, we just rest our attention in the present moment through our awareness of the breathing. Feeling the sensations of the inhale, the sensations of the exhale. And bringing our minds right back into noticing the breathing whenever the mind wanders. No big deal. And even within a mindful moment, we might take a little bit of time to widen our awareness around the breathing, to take in the body as a whole. So again, that sense of the body sitting, or however your posture is, and the breathing together. So sometimes when we allow ourselves a little pause, a mindful moment, we become aware of some difficulty, some challenging sensation in the body or the breath itself, challenging thoughts and emotions, perhaps some recent event that we're struggling with. And if that's the case, then we can move from a mindful moment into a self-compassion break. So just scanning through mind, heart, body, noticing if there is some difficulty, some even very small piece of suffering that you're experiencing, that you could bring attention to. And so step one of the self-compassion break is bringing mindful awareness to our suffering. We have to notice it in order to bring kindness to it. And so mindfully aware of some piece of suffering. And that mindfully aware means that we're recognizing it just as it is, no more, no less, no extra stories. We drop the stories. And we feel it in the body and allow it to be here. And as a gesture towards allowing it to be here, we might say to ourselves, ah, this is suffering. Or this is difficult. This is hard for me. This is unpleasant. And then with step one, we move into step two, where we remember deeply our common humanity. And again, we might use a phrase, ah, everyone suffers. Suffering is part of all human lives. No one's life is perfect. No one person is perfect. Just deeply acknowledging the truth of our common humanity. And then that opens the door to step three, where we bring kindness to ourselves. So we engage in some soothing touch. So it might be the hand to the heart, or wherever you experience soothing touch. It might be to a cheek, to the belly, hand on chest and belly, stroking the arms, a little squeeze. Feel the warmth of your hand. And know that as mammals, we are wired to respond to soothing touch. And soothing words in a soothing tone. So now finding some words to offer to ourselves, words of kindness. As simple as, may I be kind to myself. May I hold this difficulty with great compassion. Perhaps there are phrases you use with loved ones or friends. Trying on that phrase, if you will, for yourself now. Or even imagining your friend is directing the kind phrase to you. And another approach with the kindness part is to imagine ourselves as a young child. This tends to open the heart. Sense of ourselves from a photo or just when we were very wee. This can open our hearts to ourselves to offer kindness. Not for all, but for some. And sometimes we might have to work with addressing ourselves as you. We work wherever we're at. And so just noticing the effects of this practice. You may not feel much of anything. Practice is new to you. That's okay. It's an intentional practice, and it takes time to reap benefits. You may be feeling a little awkward or restless. That's okay too. And possibly you may be feeling some warmth, some tenderness. There may be tears, as our hearts can open with the heat of our pain when we touch it. This is well and good. It just needs to be managed. So appreciating that you've practiced, any benefits that you may have from the practice, a bit of release, a bit of warmth, a bit of letting go, or just you put in the time, you lifted this weight. And really absorb any benefits that you're experiencing. Softening possibly of heart, mind, body. Just really absorb those benefits. And know those benefits are with you always.